The Gemara, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samech Amud Beis, at the bottom of the Amud, begins. Tanya, V'chein HaRav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, the previous sugya, the Gemara taught us the halacha, Machlokes, if a Kohen may marry a Geyoris that's less than 3 years old. The Gemara quoted the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that one, that a Kohen may marry such a Geyoris. The Gemara, actually, the last piece of Gemara, before the Gemara that we just now begin to learn, quotes a story that there was a Kohen that married a Geyoris, less than 3 years old, and they forced them to separate. But Rav Shimon ben Yochai's opinion is that a Kohen may marry a Geyoris less than 3 years old. Continues the Gemara, V'chein HaRav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, so to Rav Shimon ben Yochai teach us another halacha, the Kivrei Oiv de Kachavim Einam Matam V'Oil, that the Kfarim of Akam are not Matam Tumas Oil. We know that there's a special Tumah by a mace, that if somebody bends over a mace, or if somebody finds himself in the same oil that there is a mace, the person attains a very high level of tumah. He is tameh for 7 days, as the pasuk says, "Zois haTorah, Adam ki yomis ba'oil, kol ha'ba'al ha'oil, v'chol ha'sher ba'oil, yitma shivas yomim." Says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, this halacha only applies by Yisrael, not by Akum. Shnema, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Va'atem tzoyni tzoyn marisi adam atem, atem kruim adam." Klal Yisrael are considered adam, and therefore are in the category of what the pasuk says, "Zois haTorah adam ki yomas ba'oil." The Akam are not considered Adam. So, as we begin this shir, the Mefarshim ask, we're learning Masechta Yevamos. What is the connection between this halacha that the Gemara is now teaching us, if Kivrei Akam are Matama Ba'oil, if Akam are Matama Ba'oil, to the sugyas we're learning about who a Kohen may marry or who a Kohen may not marry? Of course, the simplest answer is that both of these halachas were taught by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and therefore the Gemara mentions both halachas that were taught to us by Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Another approach, fairly similar approach to this, is that the Gemara, as we're going to learn, learns this halacha from the Mechama in Midyan. And as the previous Gemara also says, the basis for Shimon ben Yochai's opinion is based on Psukim, Vatahachulachem, the Psukim by Midyan, that connects these two Gemaras. But perhaps we'll say another Pshat in Mitzvah Hashem. So the Gemara has now established a very interesting statement. Atem kruyim adam, ve'ena umas olam kruyim adam. That only Klal Yisrael are considered adam. One pshat is, why are only Yisrael considered adam and not Akum? So I saw from the Mari Yecheskel that the word adam is similar to the word edma, compared, similar. Atom, Klal Yisrael are comparable kaviyochel to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we have in ourselves kedusha. Vein umas olam, however, the Akum don't have that quality that they are similar with having kedusha, and therefore in kriyam adam. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw, an atom kriyam adam, vein umas olam Kruyim Adam, is that the Sefer Bes Ayin explains. We know the Pasuk says in Pashas, Bereshis. The pasuk says v'hiya adam l'nefesh chaya, and the Targum Unkel says, what does it mean l'nefesh chaya? L'ruach memalala. So the nefesh chayim explain the mefarshim explain that what makes us special, that what makes the human more special than any of the other creations in the world, is that we have the ability of l'ruach memalala to speak. What is the specialty that we have the ability to speak? Is that we could speak divrei Torah. And through speaking divrei Torah, we could bring tremendous hashpah to the world. So atem, Klal Yisrael, who have this ability to speak divrei Torah, kriyim adam, have come bring the world to the tachlis, why there should be people in the world. People who don't learn Torah, haven't achieved that goal. The Kedushas Levi, the Vaditshava, says that the word Adam stands for Aleph Dam. And he explains, the Pasuk says, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Again, what makes the person a person? Dam. That we have blood that flows and circulates in our body. But only Achod, there's one nation that the Dam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people with Dam, are special. That's Klal Yisrael, Ein Akum Kriyim Adam. The world wasn't created for the Akum. There's another pshat, which is attributed to Ramey Shapiro, actually, where there was the famous trial in Russia, in Moscow, of the soldier Dalis, where he was tried for murder. And it was not just a trial of this one individual, it was actually a trial of all of the Jewish people. And not only was it a trial of all of the Jewish people, but they brought the Gemara, they used the Gemaras to show our attitude towards the Akum, and that our poor attitude towards the Akum. And one of the rayas that they brought was our Gemara, where the Gemara says, Atam kriyam adam, ven umas oilam kriya adam. So we see that we don't have that proper respect for Adam, for Akum. The chief rabbi of Moscow at that time was Rav Maza. And he sent letters to the Gedolei Yisrael to ask them to help him explain this Gemara against the prosecution. So Rav Meir Shapiro responded with the following pshat. He says, we find in the Hebrew language that most words have a Lashon Yochid and a Lashon Rabim, a singular and a plural. There is, for example, there's the word Ish means a man, Anoshim means many men, Isha means a woman, Noshim means many women. He says, however, the word Adam, there are no two words for the singular and the plural. And it's not coincidental. He says the reason is because by Klal Yisrael, whether it's one Jew or Adam, it's many Jews, we're all Adam, we're all one. And that, he said, is Pshat in the Gemara. Atem kriyim Adam. Klal Yisrael are considered Adam. Klal Yisrael considered all one. By the Akum, there is no such concept that all of the Akum are considered one. And actually, he said, this trial is the best proof to that concept. He said, because what was happening in this trial, even though we had this one Jew who was in trial in Russia, all of the Jewish people around the world felt with this one Jew. clearly an indication that Atem Kriyam Adam, that all of us in Klal Yisrael Adam are all connected and we're all one. Ve'ein Umas Olam, but that doesn't exist by the Umas Olam. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Chosin Yeshuas that that's shot in this pasuk. Because if we look in this pasuk, the pasuk says, as the Gemara quotes it, Vatem Tsoini Marisi Adam Atem. So he asks, the pasuk speaks about tsoin, about sheep. And we know that Klal Yisrael are compared to sheep. But what is the connection as it is relevant to our shear? So he says, we know that Klal Yisrael are compared to sheep, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Se Pezura Yisrael. And the Medrash explains, Lama Nimshal Yisrael Se. Why are Klal Yisrael compared to sheep? And the answer, says the Medrash, is Mas Seze Kivin Shaloka Be'echad Me'evorov Kol Eivorov Magishav. By a sheep, if one of its Avarim were wounded, were hurt, it's a small, delicate animal, so the entire animal feels it. Kach Yisrael Echad Chayta V'Kula Magishin. So to the Klal Yisrael, if one Jew sins, all of Klal Yisrael feels it. Why? Because we're really all one Nefesh. So that's why the pasuk compares us to Tzoyin. Just like for Atem Tzoyni Marisi, just like by the Tzoyin, if one part of the sheep is hurt, that entire animal feels it, so too by Klal Yisrael, if one Jew is in trouble, we all feel it. But that's all by Klal Yisrael. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai is saying that Atem, that Kivrei Akum Anat Metama, Kivrei Akum Anat Mekam, Metame only Kirve Yisrael. And the Arizal explains why indeed is there a difference between Yisrael and Akum regarding Hilchas Tumma after the person passes away. So he explains that we know that the Neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into every Jew, Neshama Tahirihi, we say every morning, Elkai Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahirihi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implants in every Jew a Neshama Tahira. And therefore, because there's such a level of Tahara to our Neshama, even if the Tumma wants to connect itself to a person, the Neshama that we have, that's a Neshama Tahira, prevents Tumma from connecting itself to us. But that's only as long as we are alive, that we have this Neshama Tahira to protect us. But after a person passes away from the world, and he no longer has that Neshama Tahira to protect him, the Tumma is able to connect itself to the person. But that's only by Klal Yisrael that there's a difference between when they were alive and when they're no longer alive. That when they were alive, the Neshama Tahira protects them, and that protection ends after they leave the world. But by the Umas Ha'olam that don't have that protection, that don't have that Neshama, so the Tumma could be there both when they're alive and when they're not alive, and that's why when they leave the world, the Tumma, there is no new situation here to create that Tumma should be able to connect to the Akum.